This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Newly appointed ministers take the oath of office and secrecy today. 12 cholera cases confirmed in Kathmandu Valley and Japan urges 37 million people to switch off lights. Now the news in detail. In today's meeting of the National Assembly, the concerned ministers are continuing to answer the questions raised during the discussion on various heads of ministries under the Appropriation Bill 2079 Vikram Sambat. Replying to a question raised by the lawmakers during the discussion on the Appropriation Bill, Foreign Minister Naren Khadka said that it is the policy of the Government of Nepal to build international relations while protecting Nepal's independence and pursuing a foreign policy in the best interest of the nation. Minister Khadka said that the government has decided not to pursue the U.S. State Partnership Program SPP in the spirit of maintaining national consensus. Likewise, Minister for Water Supply Umakanta Chowdhury said that MIS technology has been developed to implement the One House, One Stream concept and achieve the goal of sustainable development. Minister Chowdhury informed that data is being collected to formulate a long-term action plan by identifying drinking water and sanitation across the country. Similarly, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transportation Renu Kumari Yadav said that 600 kilometers of roads have been completed as per the target of 1800 kilometers of roads in the current fiscal year. Yadav said that the budget has given priority to the projects of national pride that have been implemented in the past. The meeting of the National Assembly is underway. President Vidyadeva Bhandari has administered the oath of office and secrecy to four newly appointed ministers amid a special ceremony at the Rashtrapati Bhavan Sital Nivas today. The newly appointed ministers who took the oath of office and secrecy are Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Jeevan Ram Shrestha, Minister for Urban Development, Metmani Chowdhury, Minister for Health and Population, Bhavani Prasad Khapung, and Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Sir Bahadur Kumar, all from the CPN Unified Socialist. President Bhandari appointed and allocated portfolios to four ministers and a minister of state in the existing Council of Ministers on the recommendation of Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba. Following the swearing, Prime Minister Deuba, in the presence of President Bhandari, administered the oath of office and secrecy to the Minister of State for Health and Population, Hira Chandra K.C. The Department of Health Services said 12 people in the Kathmandu Valley are confirmed to have contracted cholera. The Department of Health Services Director General Dr. Dipendra Raman Singh shared this information in today's meeting of the Education and Health Committee under the House of Representatives. He said of the infected, 8 were discharged from the hospital after recovery and 4 are still receiving treatment. The first cases of the infectious disease in the valley reported on 19th of June. The two infected aged 18 and 23 were living at Bagh Bazar were admitted to the Sukaraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital in Teku on 16th of June. They were later confirmed contracting the disease at the hospital. The Nepal Airlines Corporation, NAC, is to revise its 10-year integrated business plan. The national flag carrier had decided to revise the business plan of strategic importance in line with its policy of strengthening its institutional structure and making the services efficient and prompt. Nepal Airlines Corporation's newly appointed general manager, Deepu Raj Juharchan, said that Nepal Airlines will review its business plan in view of the existing domestic airlines market and revise the plan accordingly. He said that Nepal Airlines Corporation will unveil its new website, which has not come into operation for long, on the occasion of its 64th anniversary on coming 1st July. The district police office Chitwan has arrested a person with a homemade gun and its two round bullets. The arrestee has been identified as Prakash Bika, 32, a permanent resident of Bharatpur Metropolis 10, Swami Chowk, and is currently residing at Bharatpur 5, Bikas Chowk. Police said further investigation into the incident is underway. The weather will be partly to completely cloudy throughout the country with light to moderate rainfall in most of the places due to the influence of the monsoon wind. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said the monsoon has its influence throughout the country. There is possibility of generally to completely cloudy condition throughout the country due to the impact of this monsoon system with chances of light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at many places of the hilly region and at a few places in the remaining regions. Similarly, there are chances of heavy rain at one or two places of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. The weather will be generally to completely cloudy throughout the country tonight with chances of light to moderate rainfall at many places. There is possibility of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province 1 and Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province and at one or two places of Karnali and Sudarpanchim province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. An unassuming patch of a red dot in remote Australia has made history as the site of NASA's first rocket launch from a commercial spaceport outside the US. The suborbital rocket blasted off from the tiny site early on Monday local time. NASA says it will enable astrophysics studies that can only be undertaken in the southern hemisphere. The launch was also the first in Australia in more than 25 years. The rocket is NASA's first of three to blast off from the newly constructed Arnhem Space Center on the edge of the Northern Territory. Scientists hope it will help them study the impact of a star's light on the habitability of nearby planets. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to urge the delivery of more heavy weapons when he addresses the G7 group of wealthy nations later. It follows a barrage of Russian missile strikes on Kyiv and other areas over the weekend, which killed at least one. In eastern Ukraine, Russia has taken full control of Severodonetsk and is targeting nearby Lychansk. On Sunday, Zelensky said delaying arms deliveries was an invitation to Russia to strike again and again. Speaking via his daily video address, he also called for air defense systems and new sanctions on Russia. The war in Ukraine is top of the G7 agenda and nations are expected to promise further military support for Kyiv and more sanctions on Moscow. Japan's government has urged people in Tokyo and its surrounding area to use less electricity on Monday as it warned that supplies will be strained as the country faces a heat wave. The Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry expects demand for power to be severe this afternoon local time. It said people should switch off unnecessary lights but still use air conditioning to avoid heat stroke. For weeks, officials have warned of a power crunch as temperature rises. In a statement on Sunday, the ministry said that excess generating capacity for electricity was expected to drop to 3.7% on Monday afternoon in Tokyo and its surrounding prefectures. It views a buffer of 3% as necessary for a stable power supply. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Newly appointed ministers take the oath of office and secrecy today. 12 cholera cases confirmed in Kathmandu Valley and Japan urges 37 million people to switch off lights. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.